Welcome back. Hopefully you've got those fees written down. So, Mike, what should they do now?
Well, let's have a discussion about whether a general dentist should charge the same as the endodontist for doing the same root canal, because that's a very controversial question. If a dentist decides that they are going to raise their fees, I think it's important to understand how the numbers work when you do that, too, if we're contemplating raising our fees. And it's kind of interesting because if you have an overhead of, say, an average of 62%, which is pretty typical of a GP practice, if you increase your fee by just a measly 10%, your profitability on that procedure is going to go up by a little over 26%. So that's pretty interesting math. Just a 10% increase, your profitability, your net profit goes up by 26%. And if you get a little more aggressive with your fee increase, if you raise your fee by 20%, then your profitability really shoots up to over 50% to 52%. So the numbers are really quite dramatic. And the good news for the listeners that have a really high overhead, if your overhead is 70% or higher, the numbers are just astronomical about how much more profitability you have from just tiny increases. So that's the good news there. So knowing that, let's go back to the question and say, should we charge, as a general dentist, should we charge the same things that the endodontists are charging? And you need to look at a few things about that, because some interesting facts exist, and that is that if you, as a general dentist, do a root canal, and for some reason things don't go perfectly and that patient ends up suing you and you go to a court about the case, that in a court of law, as a general dentist, you will be held to the same standard of care as the endodontist. You may not know that, but you will. You'll be held to the same standard of care. Now, the other thing that I might mention is the litmus test that I used to use, and many of your listeners may use this as well, as far as when to refer and when not to, is if I felt that I could do a particular root canal as well as Kit or whoever I was referring my root canals to at the time, if I thought I could do as well, then I would do the case. But if I thought that the endodontist could do a better job than me on this case, that there was something about the case that I couldn't do as well, then I would refer the case. So the implication is there that if I'm doing the case, I think I can do as well as the endodontist on that particular case. So that's the other thing to keep in mind. And then the last thing to keep in mind is that, especially if you're from a small town like I am, Griffin, Georgia has about 25,000, and I know that there's some listeners from even smaller towns than that, and you'll certainly realize how much your patients want to stay in your office and not be referred, especially if they have to travel 25 or 30 miles. I've even had an elderly lady, when I told her I was referring her to the endodontist, she says, "Oh, please, Dr. Goldstein, can't you do the case? Please don't refer me out. I don't care if you experiment on me. Just go ahead and do the case." So, but obviously, it's way more convenient for the patient if you can do the case.
Now, what about somebody that's interesting that you said about somebody in a small town? But what about if you live in a big city? Would it be the same? Would it be just as easy to go ahead and because there are tons of endodontists in all big cities, would it be better to refer to an endodontist or still better to keep it in your practice, in your opinion?
Well, I'm hoping that when we start talking about profitability numbers doing endo, I'm hoping that your listeners are going to want to keep as much endo as they can in their office. Not all the endo, but the endo that they can do comfortably and do profitably. I'm going to make a case for the profitability of endo in keeping the cases in your office.
Great. Let's hear about that.
Okay. So we've determined all the reasons why the general dentist should be charging the same as the endodontist. And years ago, I used to ask the general dentist coming to the root camps to go back to their office and charge the same as the endodontist. But you know what? It never happened. Because for some reason, general dentists emotionally just are not going to make that change in most cases. So instead, let me tell you what I've later done. What I've asked them to do is to write down their fee, write down the endodontist fee, and to split the difference. So in the case of the typical root camper that I see, instead of charging 77%, they're charging 88.5% of what the endodontist fees are. So that's a smaller increment, and it's a more realistic change that a general dentist will feel comfortable emotionally making. So that's kind of the fee increase that we're recommending. So if you have a list, if your listeners have a list of their fees and their endodontist fees or an average of the endodontist fees that they refer to, then if their fee is lower, they should, if they're not comfortable changing their fee to what their endodontist is charging, then certainly at a minimum they should average the two fees and then raise their fee to midway. So that's something that they can do immediately, and I strongly recommend that.